Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating 200 years with the Meadville Chamber of Commerce in Meadville, Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. This is so exciting to me to think that I may be the only guy in the history of mankind, and maybe Martians, to tell the world about the 200th anniversary of a chamber of commerce. To think that that may never have happened before in the history of all sentient beings across the universe, and I'm the guy who got to tell you about that. This may be better than winning the MVP of the Super Bowl. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Rudd Van Horn is doubting that a little bit. He's area manager of Penelec, which is the electrical company, the huge electrical organization here in at least, not just Western Pennsylvania, but over across quite a bit of Pennsylvania. Rudd, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here this morning.
Congratulations on the celebration of 200 years of the Chamber of Commerce.
It's quite a feat.
How about that?
It's quite a feat.
What do you think? So you don't think that maybe what I'm getting to do right now is compares with being the MVP of the Super Bowl?
Well, all things are relative.
And, he got a car, though. I didn't get a car.
That's correct.
Yeah, that relative thing keeps sticking its ugly head in there, doesn't it?
That's right.
Okay, tell us about Penelec.
Well, Penelec is the electric utility throughout northwestern Pennsylvania and almost 45% of the state of Pennsylvania in terms of geography.
Yeah.
We have a lot of geography that we deal with, but specifically here in Crawford County in Meadville, we've been here for not 200 years, but we've been here for about 85 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how many customers?
Well, throughout our entire service area, we serve about 585,000 customers.
Mm-hmm.
Out of this particular area in Meadville, we have about 25,000 customers who we provide electricity to.
Now, the electrical business has become a very interesting industry over the last, 10 to 15 years.
Well, 1996 here in the state of Pennsylvania is when laws and regulations of our industry began to change dramatically.
Pennsylvania became a deregulated electrical state?
Well, I call it a re-regulated state.
Re-regulated. All right, what does that mean?
Well, it is still regulated under so many areas of our operation. Our distribution, our transmission, even generation standards are yet regulated. The big difference is that the generators themselves, whomever they are, wherever they are able to provide to any customer and any distribution company or cooperative that best fits that particular locale's needs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I haven't talked about what I'm calling the deregulated electrical industry for a couple of years or so, but 3 or 4 years ago, I did quite a bit of coverage of that because it seemed to be really picking up some steam. And basically, tell us what it means to be re-regulated, deregulated. What has that done to the industry?
Well, it has certainly thrown some new ways of thinking, many new ways of thinking, and quite frankly,
historically, we bought the power, our electricity, from an entity who was a wholesaler, a retailer, I should say, from a power generator of some kind, right?
Traditionally?
Yeah.
Well, traditionally, each of the regulated utilities were what we called vertically integrated. That is, that they generated their electricity, they delivered their electricity. The entire scope of the business.
Right to the customer.
all the way to the customer.
So original production, and then right all the way to retail.
That's correct.
But aren't in some places across the country they went to say a municipal utility?
Well, municipalities
they didn't generate their own power, but they resold.
And municipalities exist in the state of Pennsylvania, and they always have.
Yeah.
A municipality, a government entity, whether it was a township, a borough, a city, was able to own and maintain their own distribution systems within the geographies of those boroughs, and thus buy from a local utility.
Right.
Hoping that the efficiencies that they perceived, they thought that they could provide via maintenance, engineering, billings, meterings, right, things of that nature, would be beyond those of the local utility. So that really is a different
But you basically, you're one of those vertically integrated organizations, right?
We were.
So you were.
We were.
So you're not a retailer anymore?
We are a retailer, a wires company. That is, we provide transmission,
right,
and distribution.
Right.
We do not have generation anymore.
Oh, so you don't generate your own power?
That's
Where do you
correct.
Get that from?
Well, Pennsylvania Electric Company is part of a much larger organization, a much larger company, mm-hmm. First Energy Corporation, which is in Akron, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They own and operate seven different operating systems across Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey.
And these are all coal, nuclear?
No. About 40% of all of our generation in the mix is nuclear. About 40% is coal, and roughly 20% is natural gas or hydro.
Some hydro, still do have some hydro.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, very close to here, right over in Warren County, which is about 50 miles east of here, we have a very large hydro facility.
Through a dam system.
Mm-hmm. The Kinzu Dam.
Typically, yeah.
Yes.
Very, very interesting. So you got the whole spectrum there, don't you?
Yes, yes, we do.
Yeah,
it's important to have a real mix in
it. Is,
in,
isn't
in
it?
That. Oh, absolutely.
Now, were you guys affected by the outage in 03?
Yes, we were.
Were you part of that?
Yes, we were. In this particular area, we were literally on the fringe. Part of Meadville was affected, and the other part
is that
wasn't.
Right?
Yes.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. That was August the 14th of 2000.
Yeah, I remember that, 03. So. One of the, you know, with the deregulation, what I call deregulation, in those states, you can buy from a lot of different entities. It's sort of, it was similar to the deregulation of the telephone, a long-distance telephone.
Very much so.
Because you know, now, in most places, you can buy long-distance from 1,000 different marketers.
That's correct.
People who don't have any stranded costs, no classic lines or anything like that. They're just marketers. Very similar to the electricity business, in some states these days, right?
That's correct.
Rud Van Horn, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and he's actually a former chairman board member, former chamber board member, I should say, of the Meadville Chamber of Commerce, where they're celebrating 200 years. We'll be right back after these messages. This is a loving crowd here, folks. I'm in Meadville, Pennsylvania. I can't even get my guest to do the show. They're kissing. He's kissing the women. Their women are all over the place. What is the deal here, Rudd? They just can't keep their hands off of you.
We call it heaven.
What's going on? I believe it. You know, and I haven't gotten any sugar today. I'll tell you what, this is not good. Wait, ladies. No, just later. I have lots of, you know, radio talk shows have lots of groupies, you know. But I think Rudd brought his own. Rudd Van Horn, ladies and gentlemen, is area manager of Penelec, which is a large electrical organization here. It's a power transmission, not power generating.
Transmission and distribution.
And distribution, mm-hmm. which includes the retail part.
That's
the
correct.
The billing, taking care of the customers, and all that kind of stuff.
That's correct.
Was deregulation a good thing?
I believe it's been very successful in some segments. In other segments, I think it just hasn't reached a mark by any stretch of the imagination. It has required the companies to develop new efficiencies throughout the entire transmission area. It has required us to develop and create new ways of communicating with our customers.
It's been rough on the legacy carriers, though, hasn't it?
Very much so.
In all industries. I mean, think about it. You got the car companies, the airline companies, the cable companies. We're going to be visiting with Ike Mitlu in a few minutes. He's with the cable company. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's got the legacy assets, the stranded assets.
Huge.
It's been tough in a lot of ways, hasn't it? Making the transition. One day it won't be that big a deal, but in the transition period, it's been rough on those companies, hasn't it? Have you guys had that experience?
Well, stranded costs throughout this whole process, as I'll call it, have been extraordinary.
And see, folks, the way that works, if you're not familiar with it, is a company like Penelec, you've got the poles, you've got the trucks, you've got the workers, you've got the wires, you got all these transmission technology. You got to pay for all that. You got to maintain it. You got all this expense, all this capitalization. And then somebody comes in and through deregulation decides to become a marketer. They buy the electricity from you. You're required to sell it to them.
That's correct.
Maybe at a predetermined price you don't even get to set. Right?
That's correct.
And then they sell it for whatever they want to. And if they undercut you because they don't have the overhead you do, but you've got to maintain their lines for them, they can actually compete against you. And, folks, I'm not saying that it shouldn't be done, that we shouldn't have deregulation. I'm just trying to point out the issues,
challenges
and the issues.
Well, as you said, the electrical industry is the highest capitalized industry in the world.
Oh yeah,
it's extraordinary. In across our system, we do approximately $12.5 billion in annual revenues. We have capitalization in excess of $17.5 million.
Wow, billion dollars.
Billion. So I mean, you just do that ratio, and yeah, you see that it's an extraordinary challenge, and
right,
this only provides another extraordinary challenge and hurdle in front of us.
Well, what's going to happen? I mean, where's all this going to roll out? Because I expect to get my electricity.
Well, one of the things that exist in any of the states where this exists are standards of operation, reliability, and safety. Those have not been changed. Where is it going to roll out? You will still continue to receive your electricity. Reliability standards are increasing on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. Response times for customer outages is decreasing annually, both as operating standards.
But that's making the marketer's product higher quality, and they're competing against you.
Well, one of the things that that does exist, and that is that the regulated rates as they set today are still below what the marketers, to a large extent, are coming in and trying to provide.
Okay.
They are trying to differentiate their product from ours in a way, mm-hmm, that makes their product attractive and palatable, mm-hmm, to the customers that they're approaching. Some cases that's working, other cases,
yeah,
it's not.
Change the subject, go back over to why I'm here and why,
yes,
I'm almost as excited as Peyton Manning is today.
Well,
and
good.
That is the 200th anniversary of the Meadville Chamber of Commerce. You're a former board member,
yes,
of the chamber. What is it? Why is Penelec so involved in Chambers of Commerce?
Actually, it's pretty simple. If you look at the vision of our company and overlay it with the Chamber of Commerce, it's almost a carbon copy. The greater good of all the customers that we have is truly promoted by the Chamber of Commerce itself.
Mm-hmm.
The Chamber of Commerce here in Meadville, serving over 650 members for this community.
Well, that's the chamber.
Just the chamber, mm-hmm, here. We have, mm-hmm, 650 members, and their success clearly bodes well for us as an electric company.
So it's your advantage to do whatever you can to help the chamber support,
yes,
all of those members and all the other people benefit. The whole community benefits,
oh, yes,
from the,
yes,
chamber.
Yes, yes. I mean,
whether they're members or not.
You remember, I told you just here in this particular office, we serve about 25,000,
yeah,
customers.
Yeah.
And if you take a look at those 650 members that we have here at the Chamber,
right,
of Commerce, and each one of those customers touches but five or six people,
right,
through their successes,
right,
they've really touched,
absolutely,
almost every one of our customers.
Penelec's website.
That would be firstenergycorporation.com.
Firstenergycorporation.com. Rick, thank you for being here. Thanks for supporting this chamber.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you being on the show. Quick break. Going to take a quick one. I'll be right back with some other folks here, including eventually this hour, Ike Mutlu.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.